T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Some of the best high school basketball in the state is played right here in Southeast Wisconsin. It's time to hear from some of the best high school basketball coaches in the area. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Now with former Marquette High and Concordia University coach David Cooks, here's 105.7 FM The Fan's high school insider, Big Time Mike McGivern.
Oh, welcome into the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Wives Show. As always, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, playing half Dr. Phil, half Oprah Winfrey today. I'm telling you, this is going to be fun. We have a studio full. And I can't thank these women enough, because I did a show like this 4 years ago, and I got so much response from it. And the response, most of the response that I got was, thank you for doing it, and I thought I was the only one. You guys as coaches have these little groups, right? You kind of have people that you can talk to, and boy, I can't believe that happened. But as coaches' wives, we don't have a support group. And I think it's important that we talk about some of this. And mostly good, some rough stuff. And I'm going to rotate coaches' wives in and out throughout the show, because, again, we have 8 of them in studio. And it's important, I think, that we have this discussion. I've coached for 36 years, and I know that I've had my wife, and I've been dragging her into gyms for 36 winters in a row. And there are times that it's not easy. There are times that, you know, we're winning a lot and I'm in a great mood, and there are times that not so much. And I reached out to these women and said, would you come in and share some stories and talk a little bit about some of this? And they said, of course. Our first 3 guests, and I only have her for the first hour, but Lori Shield, who is Corey Shield's wife, he's the head girls coach at Martin Luther. It's nice to see you.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
You have to go because you have a tournament in Waukegan.
I do, yes.
Do you know what's, and that's going to be a common thread, I think, going through some of this, because a lot of our kids play basketball. And you know what? It's hard to get. There's a couple wives that said, oh, you bet I'll come in, because guess what? My husband's going to have to watch the kids. And for you wives, by the way, for you wives that are going, how come he doesn't have me on? Ask your husband to see if I called. Because there's a couple of those guys out there going, hey, look, we have 4 kids. Hold on a second. Can she bring them? I'm like, no. They're like, no, she's not available. And I'm like, oh, when I see her next time. So if you didn't get a call, make sure that you ask him. We're also joined this segment by the head coach from Arrowhead, his wife, Jeannie Hazzi. It's good to meet you.
Good to meet you.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, coach, you know what? 2 from the same conference. Uh-oh, what was I thinking? From Waukesha North, Sam Katula's wife, Ollie Katula. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
It was very nice of you to say hello to the referee that did the game last night. As he was walking out, you were walking in, and I said, did you do a good job? And you said, we won. That's all. That's all. Congratulations. Pregnant, I see.
Yes. Yep. Yep. We are due, you know, right at the end of basketball season. March 11th is our due date. So
plan that pretty well.
We're trying to keep it in here until the end of the season.
Well, what happens if they get to state?
We've had the discussion. We're going to leave it as a game time decision and see what happens. But I think she's going to behave herself. She knows it's important for dad to finish out the
season. And we know it's a girl.
It is a girl, yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Did you do a reveal party, by the way?
We did not, no.
Never heard of those. Had no idea. My son Matthew. And Kelly, you've known Matthew a long time. We'll get to Kelly McKenna here later. They did what was called a reveal party, and I said, what is that? They said, we're going to find out if it's boy or girl, and we're going to reveal it. And I said, well, don't you just call me, or how's that work? So he came on the air 2 weeks ago, and they didn't tell me. And I said, so we painted that room pink or blue? And he said, well, you know, I was a clutch basketball player, and we needed somebody to carry on the McGivern name, so we're having a boy. So it's awesome. Jeannie, do you guys have kids?
We do, and I wanted to chime in, because actually the 2 kids we had,
were the 2 years we made it to state.
Oh, boy.
So when our son was born in January of 2006, it was Craig's first time at state. And we won one game. It was great. Then our daughter was born December of 2009, and in 2010 he won the gold ball.
So, oh man, okay,
having
this
that
could be a lucky baby.
The season
we're
might
ready.
Not be such a bad thing.
We'll take it.
That's awesome. Hey, we were talking the last show about I was asked to be on an officials to come to an officials meeting and be on a panel, and I said there was a coach, and it was Craig and I, Coach Hazy and I, and we talked a lot about the passion that he has as a coach. And he said, he said, look, sometimes it's mistaken. You know, I'm getting after it. I'm getting after you guys a little bit. But it's because of the amount of passion that I have for my kids and my school in this game. And when you go to watch Craig, and I've seen Craig coach, and he does have a lot of passion. He gets after
yes,
it.
Yes, he does.
You're comfortable with the way he coaches on the sidelines?
I really am. I support him 100%. We sit right behind him.
That's awesome.
And I think we're closing in on like 450 games that he's coached. I think we hit that milestone this week, and I maybe missed a handful of wow. those. And we sit right behind him, and every once in a while when I feel like he's riding it a little too hard, I'll be like, Craig, you know, refocus, here we
yeah,
go.
But good.
Really, for the most part, I know he's very passionate about the game, and with all the time he puts in, I just support him 100%.
Lord, same question for you, because I've seen Corey coach, and I he has a different style than Craig Hazy does, but he is every bit. I go into his practices, and he's passionate about what he does, and he's look every coach that I have their wives in, I have a tremendous amount of respect for them as coaches, and that's the reason that you know I invited you guys in first and foremost. Corey is a little quieter on the sidelines, I think, than some guys.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, baby.
I guess I don't see as many other people coach.
Yeah,
but
you should get around a little bit.
I feel like he does have his intense moments, for sure. But, yeah, he's pretty quiet, I guess. He's not yelling a whole lot.
No, those girls respond really well to him. Mm-hmm. They respond extremely well to him. And I'm going to ask all the coaches who have kids that are playing, what is he like during their games?
Well, so our oldest son is in sixth grade.
And what is his first name?
Brendan.
Okay.
And he's the one with the tournament down in Illinois today. But he is just getting into really liking basketball, and it's fun. But I did not know that Corey would be this type of sideline coach, but he's a yeller. It's hilarious.
He, as a parent?
Yes, as a parent, he is yelling things out to him that I don't even understand. So he'll be saying, like, I mean, I don't know, help man side, whatever. I mean, whatever, like, the coach terms are.
Sure, yeah.
And I'm like,
I know what that means.
I was like, I don't know what that means, so I'm pretty sure he doesn't know what you're talking about.
But maybe he does.
Hopefully they're getting there. But he's stopped doing that because I keep, like, nudging him every time he says something that's over my head.
You sit next to each other during the game.
Well, yes, for now.
Yeah,
For now, we sit together until I'm too embarrassed. So we'll see how long that takes.
I coached my son in high school, and then in college, 5 minutes into the first game, my wife made me move. And for 4 years, 2 minutes into the warm-ups, left in warm-ups, she said, you got to go because you don't cheer correctly.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know what that means, because I would have a question for the officials, or I'd say some things to Matthew. And understand this, I didn't know this. But my son played Division III basketball at Maranatha Baptist Bible College. So sometimes there weren't a lot of people in the game, and sometimes it was packed. And he said, Dad, it doesn't matter. The only voice I hear is yours.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, is it?
I mean, maybe.
Is it? So this is what's going to happen to young Brendan. The only voice he's going to hear is that. Hey, can I, Ali, let's start with you. How long has Sam's been, he's a younger coach, one of the young guns. How long has he been coaching?
So this is his fourth year coaching varsity at Waukesha North. And then prior to that, he was a JV coach. He did 2 years at North and 1 year at Brookfield East, which is our alma mater. And then, yeah, went back to North. So
you guys both went to Brookfield East?
We did, yes.
Yeah. Were you dating in high school?
We were, yeah. We have been dating since the ripe age of 16 years old.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you, yeah.
Were you a basketball fan then?
I was.
Because he was a heck of a basketball player.
He was, yeah. So I played basketball until my junior year of high school. And then after that, I was on the fan section.
Sure.
Supporting Sam. So, yeah, he was awesome. It's definitely like
his glory days. He loves to talk about it. He loves to bring that up even now. So.
And he's, you know what? And he should, because he was really good.
He was.
Yeah, no doubt. Jenny, how long have you been? Craig's been coaching a long time.
19 years.
19 years.
Yep.
And you've been together how long?
19 years.
Oh man. So you've been from day one.
Yeah.
And that's as far as long as he's been the head coach, or was he JV? Was he?
Oh, that was yeah. That's just his head coaching years.
He's so 19.
Been at Arrowhead at least 25 years. I'm not quite sure. So he's made his way up freshman, JV.
And he went to Arrowhead.
He did.
Did you go to Arrowhead?
I didn't. I went to Brookfield Central.
Oh.
We were both in the Braveland Conference, right?
Yeah, the old Braveland. I remember that. And you guys been together for how long? You've been dating and married?
Well, we dated about 1 year. So, we were set up by a mutual friend, kind of scoped him out at a basketball game at Catholic Memorial. It must be that one over there. A year later, he planned a trip to Florida, which happened to be Final Four weekend, which was when we got engaged. And that was my first Final Four that we went to.
So basketball has been a big part of it.
Definitely.
Did you like basketball beforehand?
Definitely. I grew up in a sports family, I like to say, and married into a basketball family.
Yeah.
So I played only through eighth grade, but have always loved to watch the game.
And it was okay that you brought an Arrowhead boy back home to meet mom and dad?
They loved him.
They did?
They did, yes.
Do you know, we did and I tell this a lot because I think it's hysterical, on the afternoon show here on 105.7, they did a poll a few years ago who your favorite college basketball team or college football team was, and Wisconsin was one, and Michigan State was two, and Arrowhead was three. Favorite college.
We like to think that Arrowhead basketball has, made a name for itself as well.
Oh, it has.
This is a big football school for sure.
There's no doubt. Hey, Laura, with Corey coaching girls, and you're the only wife of a girls coach here, I coach girls basketball as well. And I think, and I told Corey this, I think boys come to practice hard a couple of times a week. And I think girls come to practice hard all the time. And it's very social for them outside of it. But they come to practice hard all the time. And watching the Greendale Martin Luther Spartans play, that girls' team is really fun to watch. And I think he's taken a lot of things that we try to do as guys' coaches, and they get the ball up and down the floor quick, and they're shooting threes and taking, they're trying to get good shots early in possessions where some other girls' teams that I watch try to slow it down. Does he talk about some of that at all at home with you?
Like his strategy?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
No.
No. He is very focused on what he does, and like some of the other gals said, they played. I have no basketball experience other than what I have accumulated since I've been with Corey. So, sometimes he does, but not specific strategy. He'll talk about the team and strengths and weaknesses, but not necessarily like specific stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Hey guys, I'm gonna send you off. We're gonna get to a break. I'm gonna bring three new coaches' wives on, and we're gonna ask some similar questions later in the show. We're gonna talk a lot about some of the things. I did some research on a couple articles, and that I think you guys are gonna want to hear because I think some of this is really important. And there's one that I read that I really liked a lot, and it's what not to ask a coach's wife. Don't ask her. And I thought, very interesting, because who knows this kind of stuff, but you know what? It talked about, hey, don't come up and ask about this player, or don't ask about why my husband runs a certain kind of offense. That kind of stuff is in this article, and we're going to get to that on the other side of the break. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Wives Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show. High School Basketball Coaches Wives Show. Presented, as always, by your local Pick and Save stores. On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Our three wives to the microphone. One was like, don't make me do this, McGivern. Kelly McKenna, her husband, Kevin, head coach at Hartford. Kelly, it's great to see you, honey.
Nice to see you, too.
So I've known you a long time. Kevin and I coached together for a long time. We played softball together. My daughter and Kevin taught together. Your boys are getting big.
Yes,
they're
very
getting
large.
Big. Yeah. Hey, what age are they? And give us their names.
Cooper, he's a freshman. He's going to be 15 in February here.
Oh, my goodness.
And Peyton is 12, and he's in seventh grade.
Boy, I just knew them when they were, first of all, when Cooper was born. That was a big deal and all that. So how are things going out at Hartford? Kevin McKenna is the head basketball coach at Hartford. Things going good?
Good.
Guys got a win last night?
Yes, he did.
That was a good win.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, no, it is. It was a good win.
I wasn't able to go.
Oh,
so.
You know what? I saw the score. I wasn't there either. But that anytime you get a win in that conference is a good win. We're also joined by Heidi Padol. She is Tyler is the head coach at Franklin. I had him in a couple weeks ago, months ago, and called him Podol the whole time, and he never corrected it. Heidi, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
You guys had a tough loss last night.
Yeah.
But you said it was really good.
It was
good.
A really exciting, fun game against Oak Creek. The rival is always a good game. So
that is that's a pure rival.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
My co-host on my high school football show used to be the guy that coached at Oak Creek, and he said he couldn't get a haircut in Franklin.
No.
He couldn't drive through Franklin because his fear was they'd pull him over and you'd never see
it's
him
intense.
Again.
Yeah.
It's really
intense.
It's very intense. How long has Tyler's been coaching a long time? I've known your husband forever.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons I wanted to bring you in is it's 12 months, 7 days a week for him.
Yes.
He goes from high school to AAU to doing camps to
it's literally year-round passion for him. Yes.
There's no breaks.
No.
How many kids do you have?
Two
boys, girls?
One boy, one girl.
And the boy's name?
Eli. And he's 12 as well.
Okay. Yeah. And your daughter?
She's Sadie, and she's 10.
Both play basketball?
No, my son plays basketball. My daughter is going in my footsteps doing some swimming. She's
good.
Actually at a swim meet right now. And then gymnastics as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Our next guest, and I've known her husband because we're in the same conference, and I have a tremendous amount of respect. I coach against him. And he's the head basketball coach at the Prairie School. Callie Atanasoff, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. It's nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you as well.
You know, he said to me via text, he said, she's way more interesting, much better to look at than I am. And I'm like, really? That's not saying much, pal. But you know what? It's good to meet you. You work at the Prairie School as well.
I do. I work in the admission office.
And your kids go, how old are your kids?
Brayden is 4 and Bryn is 3. And they're both at Prairie as well.
They are. It's a wonderful school.
It's awesome. Yeah. I love working there. I love that our kids are there. So,
we played there last week, and you weren't at the game?
I was not. No.
Yeah. We ended up winning, but you guys played really well. And our boys are looking forward to having your kids come for senior night back at Martin Luther. So
that should be exciting.
It should be really exciting. Harder and harder for you to get to games.
It is. My job at Prairie, there's a lot of events going on that I'm part of, but our kids are young, and so it's getting them past halftime of a game is a challenge.
Kelly, you are shaking your head because you remember those days.
I do, when they were really little. I spent a lot of time chasing them up and down the stands more than watching the game. I do remember one time when my youngest, I took my eyes off the oldest who was making his way up the steps, and my youngest took off and headed right for the basketball court.
Oh, no.
And it was a breakaway, and those boys look like buffalo when your tiny little two-year-old is running. You know, so he made it almost on the court. Kevin grabbed him and tossed him to his assistant. And I walked up and said, I'll take that. That belongs to me.
Oh, I got a feeling that was a conversation at home that
night. Yes, because then he said to me, did you see that kid? Yes, that was your son.
That was
yours.
Oh, he didn't know.
Oh, he had no idea. He had no idea because he was watching the game, and he just sort of tossed him over his shoulder.
Kelly, when I'm talking to Kelly and Heidi, I don't know how long you guys have been married. You and Tyler have been
14 years.
Okay,
going on.
So when we talk to Kelly and when we talk to Ollie, who has just been at it now for a few years, does it get easier to be a coach's wife as it goes along, or does it get more difficult? Do you think, Kelly?
I think it goes up and down depending on the season. And, the kids were younger. Mm-hmm. There were times it was harder, and then they got older, and they love being at the basketball. You know, they love being there. They love being at the schools. And so it really kind of ebbs and flows, I think. So it depends.
Heidi, same question?
Yeah, I would agree. When they were little, it was just hard managing them and just managing all of their needs and being alone all the time, managing all of their needs. And as I got older, it's easier as far as managing their needs, but now they have a million things that they're doing, so you're driving them everywhere, and
Kelly, so and part of this whole thing is for other coaches' wives and coaches to learn stuff from this show. And I, you know, I'm kidding with the Dr. Phil and Oprah Winfrey thing, but look, I made a lot of mistakes as a young coach, and I was just doing grade school stuff, by trying to come home and take it out on people that loved me, no matter if we won or lost. And I think that was really important to know that. Look, if I'm frustrated, get it out while I'm in the car on the way home, because to your kids, it doesn't matter if you win or lose. What matters is, hey, look, Daddy's home, that kind of stuff. And so I'm wondering, as a coach's wife, can you help him separate what happened in the gym that day, whether it's practice or a game, and what's going on at home?
Oh, yeah. He is actually really good about doing that on his own, taking the time on the way back from the gym or on the way back from work and being present once he gets to the house. It's hard sometimes because then I've established this routine with the kids and he's ready to dance and play and throw the football and dribble and all of those things. But he has been really great about just being intentional in his time with them. So.
Hey, Kelly, is that something Kevin learned, or has he not learned that yet?
No.
Because, again, I've known Kevin a long time, and he is one intense individual.
Yeah, I have to say he's learned it over the years. When he was, you know, when I first met him, it could go days where he was, you know, just, over, you know, playing the loss or the win or the, this play, and he remembers every, oh, he dribbled with his left hand, and I thought, what? Like, I mean, he just remembers those details, and he's definitely changed over the years and leaves it before he gets through the front door.
Good. And same question for Tyler, because he's pretty intense.
He's very intense. He has mellowed over the years. It's helped the last couple of seasons. We've been winning a lot, so we haven't had to deal with a lot of losses. But he has mellowed. He's not near as hung up on the losses for as long anymore.
There is one article, and I'm gonna get, if anybody wants any of the stuff that I did, I came in really early and did a lot of research on this, and this is an article from December 12th of 2017 called Being a Coach's Wife, a Blessing and a Curse. And she says, look, you need to try to find a balance through all this. It's not all bad. Coaching is now year-round, and I think that part of this has changed for me. Again, 36 years of doing this. In the beginning, it was November to March. And then it was, okay, you know what? It's going to probably be October, and we'll go a little bit. It never was this. Now it's 12 months, and it's year-round. And especially if you're doing AAU stuff, because you never get away from it. And it's hard. Sacrifice is the name of the game. But I said yes, and I have said yes to it every single year. As coaches, we always ask our wives, can we go another year? What do you think? And we already know we're going another year, but we want to be able to say, do you think we should go another year? And she's saying, hey, look, just do it. And then the other one is he will come home. Being a coach's wife is not like being a single mom. How do I know this? Because I was one for 5 years. And she said, look, it was just my son and I before I met my husband, and to let me tell you that I was very lonely before I met him, and the idea that I'm not a single mom because he's gone a lot, because I know he's coming home. And I thought this was a really good point. My husband provides for us with his full-time job as a teacher and a coach. He still leads this family in the direction that we've agreed that we want to go on. He still comes home at night to us, even though many times dinner is over, the kids are in bed, and he's totally exhausted. Our heads hit the pillow together, and that's comforting to me, because after a very long and tiring day of parenting alone, I know we're in this together. And I look, part of that makes me sad that she does, that she, you know, she goes through some of that by herself. But it's kind of like, look, if you agree that we're going to do this together, and I talk about wives being a very big part of the programs that I've run and that I've been a part of. I've run a few and I've been a part of a lot. And I think it's important that when I come home, Terry, who you know is an angel, Kelly, she says, how'd it go? How you doing? If she can't come to the game 5 minutes after the game, I better have texted her and said, here's, because she'll text me, how'd you guys do? Win or lose? And I don't know if that's because she knows what kind of mood I'm going to be in when I get home, but it's kind of like, do you want me to warm up dinner, that kind of stuff. And she knows as much about some of these kids, not so much what they do on the court, but who they are, as I do. And I think that's really important. You like being a coach's wife, Kelly?
I like being Kevin's wife.
Do you like being Coach McKenna's wife? Is that a different question? That is. You're telling me to move on. Heidi, how are you? It's good to see you. Kevin, I don't know if you're listening. I'll call you later.
Oh, my phone. He'll text me.
He'll text you. Guys, we will get back to you guys here in a couple of segments because I have a ton of questions and a couple of things that I want to go through that I just think are really important. And one of them is what not to ask coaches' wives, especially when the season's over, that I think you guys will all agree with. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk with Dina Clary and Amy Martin from Germantown. And we're going to ask Laura Shield to come back as well because we got to kick her out. She's heading down to a sixth grade game in Illinois. That's just perfect. I wish I had a sixth grade boy that was playing basketball in Illinois because I'd be heading out with her. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Oh, boy. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coach's Wife Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Back on the mic is Laura Shield from Greendale Martin Luther. Corey's the head girls coach there. And weather played a part of what's going on this weekend. Because, again, I'm the assistant boys coach at Martin Luther, and our game got switched from yesterday to today as the girls game did.
Yes.
So he cannot go to Waukegan.
Correct.
That's on you.
Yep.
How do you like being the girls basketball coach for Martin Luther's wife? I'm going to ask that to everybody now that Kelly McKenna said, I like being Kevin's wife. But that, so
I mean, I think there's always good and bad to the situation. I love what he does and how it makes him feel. So I like that he is a coach. The side of me running the family from November through March can be difficult sometimes.
It can be.
You know, the boys are older now, so it's a little easier as far as, you know, I don't have the young ones running into the court anymore, which is great.
Right.
But it's the, you know, both of our boys are in travel baseball and basketball now, so it's a lot of travel sometimes without him.
It is, yeah. And because of how it makes him feel, mm-hmm. you know, that's a great statement. Because look, as we can be selfish. Coaches, we can be selfish sometimes about that stuff, and we don't sometimes understand why you're not happier for us in some of this. And you're like, look, I've got these two kids that I'm chasing, and it's good win, great. But you know, I need some help here. We're also joined by Amy Martin, her husband Steve, and I believe I met him one other time. He's the head coach at Germantown, but one of the reasons I asked you to come in, and I got a text message from another coach. And I asked you about it, and you said, look, I don't know much about it, but that's the cool part for me about all this. There was a young kid in Germantown that was being bullied, and Steve took that entire team over to see this kid because he's a big Germantown Warhawk fan. And they went over there and they took pictures of the kid and got him some jersey. And I had another coach, not in your conference, outside of your conference, that said, look, I heard about this, and you need to have this coach in, and you need to say, well done. I work with a woman whose son plays on this team. She didn't know about it. She said, I think they went and did something, but it wasn't like they wanted anybody to know about this. But here's a young kid that was being bullied and he got injured and he couldn't play basketball anymore this year. And your husband took these kids over to say, hey, you know what? No worries, man. You be part of our team. We'll be part of yours and we'll take care of you. And I think that's just marvelous. Amy Martin, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. How long is Steve? Steve's been the head coach there 4 years?
Going on his third season.
Mm-hmm. They're having a pretty good year.
Yeah. It's been fun. It's been a nice ride.
Do you go to a lot of games?
Oh, yes. You'll see us in the background. My youngest son, we have a fourth grader, and we tend to sit right behind the bench as well. We enjoy listening to how he engages with the players. And we make it a date night. As part of the coach's wife, you got to include your family. So our fourth grader, we go and we sit together and we have our plan and we count our fouls and our points and we engage. I'm the honorary water girl. I fill out the boys' water cups and make sure they're all set to go for the games. But I do know the story you're talking about. It's near and dear to our hearts. It doesn't surprise me that's the type of person Steve is, but this individual had an accident, couldn't play the rest of the season, and he had all of his varsity players go. They walked over, presented a autographed poster and gave him some words of encouragement and, like you said, made him part of the team for that day. So it was a wonderful experience.
No doubt. And I just thought it was really cool that another coach found out about it and thought it so much about it. There's a lot of servant leadership within the coaches in that Germantown building. Mm-hmm. Big Jake Davis fan, and certainly your husband does a lot. And I'm going to need to get him in studio as part of the regular coaches show. So I waited, Deanna, for last with you. And let me tell you, Deanna Clary is Patrick's wife. Pat is the head basketball coach at Brookfield Academy that I've known for a long time. Similar to Tyler, he's a 12-month guy. He coaches a lot. And I know that you know as much about basketball as he does, if not just a little bit more. And I sent a text out, and I asked Deanna if I could bring this up, and it'll be a little bit difficult, but I want to get through it. She's battling breast cancer right now. And I sent a text to Pat, and I said, hey, look, you know, I'm doing this Coach's Wife show, and you and your wife would be one of my first calls. Because I have a lot of respect for Pat. Him and your boys, and, you know, they're just really good kids. And I said, I had, you know, a lot of prayers for you and Deanna. And I said, if I do it again next year or the following year, I'll invite her. And he said, no, she'll come in. And I just found out that it wasn't like he asked you. He just said, hey, you're going to be doing this. Deanna, it's really good to see you, honey. How you feeling?
Good morning. I'm doing okay.
Yeah, so you're doing okay. A lot of prayers going out for you. And you guys had a pink out, right, last night. A lot of support in that community and within the basketball world. Your husband has a lot of friends that are basketball people. And understand that, you know, that we can't go through it with you, but there's a lot of thoughts and prayers that are with you, going with you and your family through this. How do you feel? Are you feeling okay?
I'm a little tired. I ended up having a surgery this week that was not expected on Wednesday. So it's Saturday.
Yeah.
And I'm just, you know, making sure I got my words and the anesthesia's out of my system.
Oh, okay. So, well, whatever you say about Pat, it's okay.
Yeah, I know,
you
right?
You say whatever,
whatever
you
comes
want.
Out.
Don't you rip on those boys. I love those boys. But no. Pat, you know, it's okay. Do you find that your priorities have changed here recently?
Very much. Very much. I just think it's perspective. You know, you talk about wins, losses, and all that kind of stuff. And at the end of the day, I used to take that, you know, and I would do the same thing Pat would. Could he have run a play? Could he have pressed? Could he have done something else to get us a win? And I would keep that till the next day. So would he. Restless night. And I have to say, this year after one of our losses, I was, okay, it's over. Got home. I was in bed by 10.
Let's move on.
That's it. Because the big picture is you learn something from every loss, too. And so there's a reason you lost. There's a reason you learned something. And I kind of think that relates to the breast cancer. Something happened. We've got to change it. You got to learn something from it. And we got to move on.
You have four sons.
I do.
All basketball players.
Yes.
From what I hear, you have to be a little different in the stands now than you were a month ago, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
You have to be quiet. You have to be a little bit less.
Yeah. Still can't use my arms.
Okay.
So even clapping is kind of complicated. But I will tell you that we hit a game winner after Christmas, and I'm on restrictions, no using your arms, and 1.6 seconds, and both my arms shot up straight in the air with a big scream. And I went down and I was crying. And a couple people were like, oh my God, she's so excited. They won. I'm like, yeah, no, it's just pain. You know, I'm like, I'm not supposed to do that. And I think it's really funny that one of my kids said to me, I just need to see her in the stands. It doesn't matter that I say anything, it doesn't matter that I do anything. The fact that they actually see me and all the boys kind of make eye contact.
Right.
That's huge.
It's a wonderful community that your husband coaches in. And the school, I've got a couple of stories about Brookfield Academy that are wonderful. It's a wonderful community of people that really care about other people, and I like that. And I'll tell you during a break, one of them that just still touches my heart that they did for some people, and I think it's wonderful. The reason I brought in all, like, you know a lot about basketball. You played, correct?
In college.
At what level?
Division II NAIA.
Okay. So, and you have not played, Laura. So, you know, do you know what I'm saying? And so it's important that we have all people at all different levels. The goal and the common denominator is you guys all love your husbands, and your husband loves you, and they also love basketball. Mm-hmm. And so they're coaching, and they find basketball to be something that they can teach young men to be better husbands, better fathers, to be good at a sport that they love and what they can learn from it, and better wives, better, you know, mothers on Corey's side. And so it's interesting that we can have wives at all different levels, but yet really supportive. Do you find being part of the Greendale Martin Luther Girls program to be something you've got to be proud of that?
Yeah, I love it. I love, you know, the connection we have with the kids, not just Greendale Martin Luther, but from years past. You know, recently Corey and I went to a wedding of one of his girls that he coached in one of his first years, and it was just such an honor to be there and to be part of their lives past basketball.
You're going to find more and more of that for sure. I get Facebook messages. I coach girls basketball 2 years at Calvary Baptist. Girls saying, I'm coaching volleyball, and I cannot believe I'm saying the same things you used to say to us. I used to hate when you said this, and now I'm saying this.
He's gotten that, too.
To these girls. Hey, Amy, same question for you. Did you know a lot about basketball? Did you and Steve start hanging out early? I don't know your story.
No, we met in college. I'm from Southwest Wisconsin, Division V. So
where'd you go to high school?
Waseca, Wisconsin, it was called. So way over by Iowa.
Okay.
We met at Whitewater, moved to the Menominee Falls area, and then he actually worked in business 8 years before being a teacher.
Okay.
And then once he started teaching, he got into the coaching aspect. So he's always loved basketball. He also coaches football, so a little well-rounded with two sports.
I love the fact that you sit behind the bench. Do you find every once in a while that when there's a timeout, he meets the team farther out on the court? Because I can tell you what that means. He doesn't want you hearing what he's saying to those boys. I'm not giving away any secrets. I'm just telling you the fact. Hey, we're going to get to a break. Thank you so much. I'm going to send you on your way to Waukegan, and good luck. I hope Brendan plays. Brendan?
Yes.
I hope he plays well today.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really appreciate you coming in. Corey says nothing but great things about you.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
He does. He really does. So and there's one of you that, sorry, McKenna. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But he really does. So it's really good to meet you, and thank you so much for coming in. And certainly good luck to Brendan. Good luck to Corey playing St. Catharines today at 1:30, I believe.
I think so.
Yeah. It's nice to see you.
Thanks.
We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation. There's a couple of articles that I want to read, and top advice to current and future coaches' wives. Four steps on that. We're going to start on the other side of the break with that. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches' Wives Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Wives Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. We had 9, now we're down to 8, I think, right? Something somewhere in that number. Before we move on, we had Deanna Clarion, and I never asked her how her and Pat met. And so I'm wondering how you guys met.
You really want to know. At a basketball tournament.
Of course.
Up in Minnesota. I'm from Chicago. He was at St. Mary's. And let's just leave out some of the details, but somehow we ended up getting lost and needed directions.
Oh.
And that,
you know,
was
during
history.
During the break, maybe you can tell the rest of that story, but, you know, we don't have – I don't know if that's 7 seconds done. We'll just stay with
that. Yeah, it was Thanksgiving tournament, first tournament of our season. And the rest is history.
The rest is history. It's a good history.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good history.
Yeah, 26 years we've been married.
Man. Hey, so I read this article, and again, any of this stuff that I read that you guys want, One thing I've learned is there is no support group for coaches' wives. Do you know? And I don't know if I believe so much in a lot of support groups when they're named that. But for basketball coaches, we hang out. And look, we get done with a two-hour practice, and then we talk to the other coaches for an hour. And we get dead. They're all shaking their head, yes. And then we get done with a game, win or loss, and we have to talk to another coach and then maybe a player. And it's never really over for us until the next day and the next practice. But this is, I thought, really good advice. Her top advice for current and future coaches' wives. Number one, invest in the team, school, and experience with your husband. Doesn't have to be something he does alone. Get involved in things outside of practice, attend games, get excited to watch the team play. Number two, don't be offended when no one knows your first name. You will be called Coach So-and-so's wife for a long time. Use the time that he practices to focus on you. You know what? Read a book or meet up with some friends. Make time. Take advantage of instead of sitting home. And then it says, now, if you have children, I can't speak to that because the woman who wrote this does not have. And number four, always tell the ticket takers, I'm one of the coach's wives. And they will automatically let you walk in for free, well, because you're an awesome coach's wife. Ali, let's talk a little bit about, did you know what you were getting into when Sam got named the head coach at Waukesha North? Did you have a pretty good idea on what you were getting into?
That's a good question, because I think for a lot of our friends and family, too, they recognize, oh, Sam has practice after work. Sam has games on Fridays. But so I knew that part, but I didn't really realize all the youth tournaments and the summer league and all of those pieces. Like you said, it's no longer just November to March. It's now an entire year. So I think that is a little something where we're like, wait, it's June. Aren't you supposed to be home with us?
Right.
And off he goes. So that has taken a little getting used to. But other than that, I mean, I think it's pretty much been what I've expected. And yeah, he loves it. We love going to the games to support him. So it's a lot of fun.
Gina Hazy, same thing for you. Is it what you bought into? Do you know, is it what you thought? And one of the questions I love to ask first-year head coaches this, because if they were an assistant coach or the JV coach, as an assistant varsity coach, you only move over 6 or 8 inches on the bench. It's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? All the other, it is a huge deal. From the paperwork to the talking to parents to the, you are the head of that program. And so I'm wondering, when you talk to, if some younger coaches, wives that are listening, Craig's been doing this a while at Arrowhead, and is it more than you thought it was going to be, or is it about what you thought?
Definitely more. I, you know, I knew about practices and games, like Ali said, but there is so much behind the scenes that goes on, even after he gets home. As much as he tries to be, you know, present with the kids and with me, there are phone calls that he's taking from college coaches. There's, you know, prep work for the next practice the next day. There's so much that goes on. I'd say we have like 2 quiet months. I'd say April's fairly quiet, August is fairly quiet, but other than that, it's pretty much all day every day.
And I see Craig at the Arrowhead football games.
Yes, he has done stats for the Arrowhead football team forever.
So that's the, you know, when I see him, it's Thursday night, but normally it's Friday night. Mm-hmm. And I see him, I'm like, coach, he's like, hey, how's it going? And he's doing stats. So he's fully invested in not only in the basketball program at Arrowhead, but most sports there.
Definitely. He and Coach Tom Taraska had a great bond. He was the football coach when Craig first started doing stats. And he just has continued on. He loves that place. He went there. He just
sure.
is fully invested in it. So,
man, Coach Taraska, great man, great coach. Yeah,
yes.
He you guys still talk with him?
We do. He always calls me a superstar. He knows what the coach's wife is a big role. So, yes, we do.
Would you let him know that now you've done something that he never would do, and that's come in the studio?
Is that right? Okay.
He would. He'd come on the air, come on the phone and say, hey, you're doing a great job. No, I'm not coming in.
Okay.
And I'm
I'll
like,
give him a little hard time
him
about
and the
that.
Coach from Catholic Memorial. Yeah, Bill Young, the
yes.
football coach.
Football.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and not coming in. I'll get Bill Young, though.
Okay.
I'm
going
to get him to come in. Deanna, do you think this is – look, you guys have been at it a while, too, and there is a template that you start with. and you can change it. But after you've been doing this a while, and this is probably more for Sam and his wife, about once you kind of get through some of this with the paperwork and the parents and the kids, you kind of get a template on how this thing works best. Has it gotten easier for you guys, or has it gotten more difficult? And you throw in that he's coaching your sons, too.
Right. I think coaching the kids, it adds an extra level of stress for him and sometimes for me. If their performance is based on, you know, maybe a win or a loss. But at the end of the day, I think our formula has always been family first, and I mean the basketball family. We are one family, and we treat the Brookfield Academy players, parents as family. And I look back to times when we coached at Sussex Hamilton. Pat and I were both on the JV, a freshman coach and JV coaches. Those kids, those parents were the beginning of, that's our family. That's your extended family.
Right.
They never forget. They still come back. Last night we had two basketball players from 15 years ago come, and they support and hit a couple games every year, as well as support me in cards and other things that I've gotten in the mail. And you go, you know what? It is. It's family. And if you've got that right, the rest of it falls into place.
It does. I agree with that. Ali, this is all, a lot of this, you know, again, Sam is one of the young guns. He's a young guy that's going to be coaching for a long time. Sorry to tell you that, but he's going to be coaching for a long time if he wants to coach. And there's a lot of respect for him out in the, as a young guy in the coaching world, about how hard he works and how much he cares about this. And so this is going to be something you guys are going to be doing for a while. And I'm hoping that there's some things that we talk about today that you can say, okay, you know what, I learned from that, or I can probably, you know, maybe we should do something a little bit different. Look, there might be 2 months throughout the year that should be down months. And if he's telling you they're not, you better talk to him about that. Does he still involved with the freshman and JV program? Because he's the head of it. So he's at those games as well?
Yes, he is. Yep. So, and he has a very close relationship with the coaches for those programs too. So, like this week we had JV and freshman played Thursday night. So he went to those games, and then along with his game Friday night. So he's always there to support all the guys. And yeah, it is. It's the whole program. So he starts with them from the time they're in fourth grade until all the way till they get here. So, and it's a lot of families that have kids kind of throughout, I'm sure, with a lot of the communities. So
right.
Growing with all those families, whatever stage they're at. So,
guys, let's get to a break. We'll continue. There's a couple other things that, and I really like this last one that I'm going to bring up. When they talk a little bit about some of the things not to say to coaches' wives. Are you happy the season is finally over? Stuff like this that I want to talk to these women about, and we'll continue on this show. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Wives Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Some of the best high school basketball in the state is played right here in Southeast Wisconsin. It's time to hear from some of the best high school basketball coaches in the area. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Now with former Marquette High and Concordia University coach David Cooks, here's 105.7 FM The Fan's High School Insider, Big Time Mike McGivern.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Wives Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, and I'll tell you, this is a fun show. You should hear what they talk about during the break. Holy cow. You husbands are great. You know, whatever. I don't want to hear about it. I think we should get more into the dirt, but we're not going to do any of that. I promise to all you guys. Hey, this last article I wanted to talk about, things not to talk to wives about, questions not to ask. Are you happy the season is finally over? Weren't you supposed to have a better season this year? How is your husband doing dealing with all these losses this year? Certain questions like that. Callie, let's start with you. Callie is, her husband Jason's the head basketball coach at the Prairie School. Parents down at Prairie School, sometimes parents don't know not to ask some questions like that. Are there times that you just kind of shake your head and go, really, you're asking me this?
There are times. I think it's unique for us because our family is so invested at Prairie. You know, Jason isn't just the basketball coach. He's the athletic director. I work there. Our kids are there. So I think fielding some of those questions for me is a little bit different.
Right.
And usually I just try to handle it with grace and a smile and understand that maybe they don't know the perspective that we have as a family.
Sometimes they do, though.
Sometimes they do.
Sometimes they do. I coached, I was with Coach McKenna at Dominican, and then I left and went to Calvary Baptist in Menominee Falls.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was going to retire and watch my son play, went to Maranatha Baptist Bible College. And I got kind of pulled back into another school. And I told this story on the last show. My wife came to the first game, and they didn't know her. And I got home, and she said, I will never come to one of those games again. Mm-hmm. You cannot believe what they're saying about you behind your back. I said, this is my first game. They don't even know me. Why do you listen to that? She said, I can't do it. I'm not doing this. And I said, well, maybe you should introduce yourself to them. And she said, no, I'm. And she came to one more game that year. That was really hard for her because it was not good. And she, the game she came to, she sat at the other school's student section. And she said, if you coach there, I'd come all the time. I said, really? She said, one kid started yelling at one of your kids. And one of their seniors came up and said, hey, stop. We don't do that here. And then she got up and had to get some of the kids to move so she could get out. And the one kid said, are you leaving? She said, no, I'm going to get a popcorn. He said, do you want me to go get it for you? She said, no, but thank you. I could do it. She said, I'd sit in that section.
Right.
I'm not sitting over at that section that you were in. Heidi, let's go with the same question to you if we can. You know, sometimes parents don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyler's been the head coach at Franklin. He was also at Messmer. He's at Bayview. He's mm-hmm. been a couple of places. I'm sure they make some comments that you think, why would you say that or ask me that question?
So to be honest, they really haven't in Franklin.
Oh, good.
So I make a point of not sitting directly with the families during the games.
Okay.
Because they are going to vent. They are going to say things that come to their mind during, and I don't want to hear that. And I'm sure that they don't want me to hear that, and therefore Tyler hear that, because you're going to vent, you're going to be angry during games, and I don't think that they would want me to hear that. So
right.
I purposely sit away from the parents, and we talk after the game. We talk more after a win than we do a loss.
Sure, yeah.
But I really don't sit next to the parents. I haven't had any in
good.
The three
oh, that's
years,
good.
4 years
How
there.
How about the other
yeah.
schools he was at? There's some issues?
No, not directly towards me. We didn't have a huge family component at Bayview.
Mm-hmm.
So there were a few angry parents here and there, but really not towards me.
And you know what, Heidi, there are angry parents everywhere.
Yeah. Right.
You know, the last show, the U Sports show, is all about, we can't keep referees anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The young referees come through, and you guys all are either involved in U Sports or going to be involved in U Sports.
Oh, yeah.
Can't keep young referees because of the abuse that they get from parents.
Mm-hmm.
And the WIA put out a thing that said, cool it. Enough. Your kid's not playing for the national championship today. He's in sixth grade. Knock it off. And these officials are leaving after 2 years because they said, look, I'm a high school kid. I don't need to be, you know, somebody's chasing me to my car because I put a travel call in their kid. It doesn't make any sense. Out in Germantown, Amy, I know it's a really passionate. One of my favorite student sections is Germantown, by the way. And I'll tell you a quick story about it.
Okay.
I was at a city conference. Two teams were playing, and it was a regional game. And it was at Milwaukee King. And the people, you sit upstairs, but it was packed, so they put some chairs and a table for me down on the floor. And with about 2 minutes to go, there was an altercation, let's call it. And it got to be people rushed the floor. And I got myself out of there, and I got to my car, and I had tears coming down my face because I love high school athletics so much. And I made a commitment to go to the Menominee Falls Germantown game. And I said, I'm not going. I'm done with this. Why am I putting all this time in? That was embarrassing. And I started driving home, and I thought, I've made this commitment. I need to go. And I got out there, and it was when Showalter and J.P. Togado were playing. Togado at Menominee Falls, Showalter at Germantown. And it was packed, and they had a table there for me, so I kind of got in, and I was sitting there. And the first play of the game, Showalter got a dunk. And the Germantown student section said, that's our Badger. That's our Badger. Menominee Falls section said he's a walk-on. He's a walk-on. Very funny, right? Very cute. Tokido got a dunk. Menominee Falls student section said that's our Tar Heel because he's going to North Carolina. German Todd had nothing. And it was Kawhi so quiet. And I thought, Lord, I'm back home. This is what all the cheering was, positive towards their team, having fun with each other. It wasn't a great game. Germantown won big, but it was a really great atmosphere. And I, thank goodness I didn't go home, because if I'd have gone home, I may not be doing the show, because I had it. I was just disgusted with what I just saw and what I just heard. And then I got out to Germantown and went, okay, I'm feeling pretty good about it. You sit behind Steve.
I do.
Do you hear, do people ask you questions like this? You know, how's he doing with all these losses? Because you guys haven't had that many. It's been a rough stretch here the last few weeks for you. But you're playing in one of the best basketball conferences in the state. You guys know that. You know, when the season's over, you don't want to hear, aren't you happy it's over? You don't want to hear that stuff.
It's actually a little bit of a letdown. I mean, you thrive on the excitement. You support your husband. It's exciting at times. Sometimes it's a little tough, but you work through it. But I enjoy it. We enjoy it as a family, and it's something we look forward to. So when it's done, it's a little quiet. You're almost like, what are we going to do tonight?
Right.
You know, on our Christmas break, as a family, we went out and scouted teams. You know, sat in the car. We all talked about it, took our notes.
You did that with him?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I love my wife, but, man, I kind of like you right now.
Oh, you're kind of Steve.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Terry. Terry's like, whatever. If you, she's shaking her head at me. With the Germantown, Germantown was a powerhouse basketball program for a long time. Football program's awfully good. Not to the level where the basketball program was. I don't know if Germantown is a football school or a basketball school. I don't think people, you know, a lot of schools, I know that Franklin right now is considered a football school. It's a football powerhouse school. Germantown used to be this, and I know that's what Steve is hoping that they get back to. Is that something does he talk to you about that at all?
I think the goal, though, is not to say you're the best basketball player, but your goal is to teach these boys to be young men, leaders in the community. That's the bigger goal. You want to have them be successful when they leave the program. Sports is a wonderful part of the aspect, but being a better young man, using manners and professionalism, and learning how to deal through the tough times. You know, you win a game winning, that's exciting, but sometimes you don't do so well. How do you work through that adversity and overcome? Because you're going to use those life lessons more on the outside world.
Hey, Callie, and you being in the school, it is a different dynamic. What's the toughest thing for you to be the head basketball coach's wife at Prairie?
I think the toughest thing is probably that people think they know me or know Jason, and the judgments that maybe they make about his coaching style,
right,
or the reasoning behind, you know, why he held practice at a certain time, or why a game changed, or things like that.
Sure.
So just not really understanding the ins and outs.
If any of the women that are in this studio with me, if anybody questions your husband's coaching, have them call me. Have them call me. And you think that they... I'm out here talking about our life story all the time, and my wife's like, you know, people come up to her in the grocery store and say, you're Mike McGarry, hey, your son Matthew went to Maranatha. Boy, he was a good player, huh? And it's like, it's some of the... I just need to be quiet sometimes, I think. Toughest thing for you, being the head basketball coach's wife at Franklin, what's the toughest thing for you?
That's a difficult question. The toughest thing is just...
Expectations?
Expectations. I mean, there is a lot. When we started, when Tyler started coaching at Franklin, it was a losing program.
Yes.
And so he's really made a big difference. I mean, the program has turned around significantly, so just keeping up that and that expectation now that they're going to win, and so that's a lot of pressure.
Were you surprised how much time he puts in the youth program as well? Because that's the feeder program for Franklin.
Definitely, and that was a big change that was made when he came in, was really to focus on making it a, you know, 3rd through 12th program.
Right.
Yeah, so it is a huge time commitment for him off season then too, going to all the youth games and summer leagues and summer camps and all of that. Yeah.
Amy, the toughest part for you, and I'm teeing this up, and I, hopefully the toughest part for you to be the head coach from Germantown's wife is what?
I think it's just the dynamic of doing your time management. You want to be doing this, and as we've talked, we've all got children that we got to make sure they're taken care of and making sure you're there to support him and make sure you're there to take care of your children and your needs. So it's just the time management, but I love it. I mean, I've loved everything about it. It's part of our family. It's part of our lifestyle. So
right.
I do enjoy it.
That's awesome. Guys, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, the dynamic of your husband's coaching your sons or daughters. I've been through that. There's, I think, three or four wives whose husbands are coaching their son or daughter. And we're going to talk to them about that dynamic. I wasn't very good at it for a while. And I've coached my son in AAU basketball in fourth and fifth grade and sixth and seventh. And we had a better point guard than him. Uh-oh. Yeah, not so good. And my wife was not happy. She's like, you put that boy in. And I'm like, if he's just as good as the other point guard, all he has to do is be just as good. And he gets to start because he's my boy. But right now he's not there. And that didn't work well. We're going to talk about that on the other side. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz. High school basketball coaches' wives show. Jeff, I'm struggling with that. Presented by your local Pick and Save stores. By the way, Wendy's is a big sponsor of what we do here. Each of you get two different combo meals from Wendy's, and I'll give you those. I let them know, look, we don't have a coach in. They said, please, give the wives each a pair and let them have a meal on us. And so thank you to Wendy's. I really appreciate what you're doing. I'll give everybody two of these, and I forgot to give Laura Shield hers. I'll put them in the pocket and give them to Corey when I see him down at Racine. But thank you so much, Wendy's, for doing this. Again, this is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coach's Wives Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Wives Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. So a couple of things we're going to talk about this segment, and I've got the three correct girls here. Coaching our kids and the change, when there's a change made at a school and we're no longer coaching there. It's happened to me, and it's happened to the people that Kelly McKenna, whose husband Kevin is the head coach at Hartford. Let's start with you, and let's start with the coaching of our sons. He's coached your boys, right?
Mm-hmm.
How's that going?
Good. He's not the head coach, but right, he's there with them as much as he can be, unless his Hartford team has something going on.
How is the dynamic with them and him and you? And do they come to you and say, man, you know, you got to get my coach off my back, or, you know, that kind of stuff? Is it everything's been going well with that? And I'll tell you why I asked that. The ex-coach at Germantown a long time ago, Steve Showalter, coached his two boys. And he was in here and he said, look, I think I was way better coaching my second than I was my first. I was really difficult. I was really tough on my first. And I that's how I did it. And I thought it was right. And I don't know if it was or not. And I learned a lot from talking to him about that. In fact, it made me adjust how I coached my own son. A little bit differently, a little bit. Let's wait till we get to the kitchen table. I'm now your father. I was your coach. You're in the car. We're not to the kitchen table yet, so I'm still yelling at you for not making enough shots. But we get to the kitchen table, and now we'll talk about girls and homework and all that. So I'm wondering the dynamic between Kevin and the boys.
It's good. I mean, Kevin can be very animated when he coaches his Hartford team, but he's much more, you know, he's much more laid back on the bench with, you know, during games. I don't get to see him at practice with my son.
Right.
But, you know, he gets the okay, put your phone down on the way to every game, and here's the, you're going to do this, and don't forget this, and don't forget that, and don't forget this, you know. And then there are times where I'm sure Peyton would like to be in a different car on the way home after a game. You know, he'd prefer that mom and dad had maybe drove separately, and he could go just with mom.
You know what? And that Matthew used to try to get in Terry's car.
Yeah.
Because he knew then they would try to beat us to the kitchen table, and I would be standing at the side door. Waiting for the boy, not let him in until I got the shot. I was bad. Hey, Deanna, same thing with you. I know that the Pat coaches, and he has coached your sons. The dynamic with that for you guys?
I think he's gotten better at it over the years. Poor Sean was the first guinea pig. And, you know, I think as a coach's kid, you know, everyone always assumes they have some type of favoritism. And, of course, most coaches actually are harder on
I agree with
kid.
That. Everybody's shaking their head in this studio.
Yeah, and that's hard because your kids have to shield so much on top of, oh, you're getting playing time because you're the coach's kid, or there is that favoritism. Why is he still on the floor? You know, that those kind of expectations. But, you know, my kids have rose to the challenge as well, and I think, you know, it's tough, it's difficult, but that makes them the character and the people that they are today, and, you know, I'm okay with that.
Heidi, same question for you.
Yeah, so Tyler coaches Eli during the AAU season on the swing team.
I'm sorry, she's Heidi Podol, who her husband Tyler's head coach at Franklin. Sorry about that.
Yep, so he coaches him during the off season of Franklin.
Right.
And it can be intense. He has put pressure on Eli at times where I've had to tell him back off. He's only 12 or whatever.
Right.
But for the most part, you know, he's taken that advice and he does back off. And but I agree, like, you know, that pressure is always there that, oh, he's getting more playing time because he's the coach's son or you know, he's getting favoritism. But I think that Tyler is actually harder on Eli than he is anybody else on the team. And he will sit him if he makes a mistake, and that, you know, then the dad, father, son relationship comes out then where it's like, Dad, you benched me, you know.
Right. Yes.
But, so it has its challenges, but I think it's an overall really good experience for them.
This subject is near and dear to my heart, and I can tell you a number of stories. A couple that come to mind is I did a coaching and a coach's son and son show, and the head coach in Sussex Hamilton, Coach Cerrone, brought Cam in, and my son Matthew was here, and I learned more. Now this is after he got done playing high school. I didn't know what he was going through. Again, the high school he went to had 67 kids in the whole school. There were 7 or 8 boys on the basketball team. I call this the Caucasian invasion, right? There were all these little Christian boys from the Baptist school, but we were pretty good. I didn't know what he was going through in the hallway and in the locker room. I didn't know. And all of a sudden he came in and he said, well, you know, yeah, I went through some of that. You know, I went through this, and you know what? You make the same mistakes I make, yet you get to stay. You get to play. You get to take shots. You get to do. And that's only because you're the coach's son. And I didn't know he went through it. He shielded me from that. And so I think that our kids are tougher than we think, and they probably shield their dads from some of the stuff that they're being told or asked or said, not only from their teammates, but from the kids they're playing against. The other story is Tony Bennett. He played for his dad, Dick Bennett, at UW-Green Bay, and we had him on that show. And he said, look, after every practice, I would shoot for an extra 20 minutes. And not because I needed to sometimes, and certainly not because I wanted to, but I needed my teammates to be able to vent about their coach for 20 minutes. Because at the end of the day, that's my father. That's their coach, and he's my coach, but I don't want to hear about it. So I would stay in the locker room for 20 minutes and let those guys vent about their coach and yell about how bad he is or how practice is too hard, stuff like that. And I found that really interesting that he did that, never told his dad. And then I had his dad on a show called Faith in the Zone. His dad said, I knew about it. I knew why he was doing that. Hey, really quickly, we've all been through, at least the three of us, been through some changes as far as not going back to school and then coming to another school. Difficult on your family, Kelly?
The boys, absolutely. Every time the kids, you know, Kevin made a change, you know, the kids, they got relationships with the players.
Right.
They lived at the gym with their dad whenever they could. And so they had these relationships with the players, and, you know, they all loved him, and they loved riding the bus. Obviously, whether they won or lost was whether mom allowed them on the bus. But,
right.
You know, they loved it. And it was, you know, the move was devastating for them sometimes, you know, just and that change in them feeling like they've lost that family. And you've heard that from a lot of the mothers that the kids and the families become your family too.
That affected more them than you.
Absolutely. Sounds like.
Yeah.
I mean, they played they played basketball with the players. You know, I got to know them, but I, you know, especially when the kids were younger, I was chasing them around. I didn't get to know as much of the families as they did.
Right.
But, you know, and especially when Kevin left Grafton and after the incident with his player that passed. You know, that was when he left Grafton. That one was, there was a lot of tears. You know, it was a really tough decision for our family, you know, especially because of the opportunity that was happening. And that was,
I was in the middle. I was in the middle like you were, but we talked a lot then. I didn't realize, and thank you for opening up on the kids part of it. I didn't think of that when I was asking that question. I was thinking about him and you and the relationship. But it is. It's
you move your whole family when you change. It's not just. I mean, it's my husband. You know, it's his choice where he thinks he needs to be. But it was absolutely a family life change kind of thing that occurred to all of us.
Deanna, same question.
Yeah, and I agree. It's the same thing as you adapted your family. You're settled in. Your kids are part of everything. And when we did it, we coached girls varsity. Well, we coached freshmen in JV. And those girls adopted my young boys, and they were a part of the family. And leaving is a hard. I mean, you look forward to your new opportunity, but in a lot of ways, you still feel bad because your kids lost that connection they had with those other players.
Well, you know what? It's really interesting to me because I learned something through all this. And I'm going to get to you because you've been through this as well. Mm-hmm. But when I was thinking about this show, And I knew I was going to bring that up because I knew there were some of us that have been through this. I didn't think about that part of it. I didn't. Heidi, same question for you.
Yeah, so my kids were little when we were at Bayview, and so they kind of grew up in Bayview and really did develop a lot of relationships with the players. In fact, some of them babysat for our kids at times, and then
did you guys pay them, or did they get to play more?
Well, yeah, they earned more playing time, of course.
There you go. That's a coach's wife right there. That's awesome.
But and then so a couple of the players, you know, my kids still have relationships with, and they still, like, Eli has gone to visit Carlin Dupree in college and things like that. So that's good that relationship has continued. But it was hard. Yeah,
it was.
Yeah,
boy, I didn't think of that part of it, and. Kelly, thank you for that. I appreciate that knowledge, and if we ever do this again, I'll understand that probably a little bit better. Hey, a couple other things that this article that I was reading, don't say this. Don't ask coaches' wives this. Are you glad to have your husband back? What are you doing with all your free time? It must be nice to have summer off. Why do you let him work all the time? Questions that you never want to ask a coach, or, you know, the season's over. Aren't you glad that it's over? No, we're not. Well, maybe, but you're never glad when it's over, right?
I think the first couple weeks immediately after, it's a, you know, a little bit of a breath, you know, you can just take and relax. And he doesn't have to be watching film. He doesn't have to be doing that. But then, you know, he gets to missing it. And
you get a little antsy.
It's part of my husband. I mean, it's what he... It's part of him. He needs to see it again. He starts to, you know.
He's listening right now. If he had to choose between, no, I'm just kidding. I'm only kidding. He would choose you, Mrs. McKenna. He would. Let's get your break. We'll continue. This is really a good show. So Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coach's Wives Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Wives Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. I'm flying solo this week. David Cooks will be back next week. I told him we had no room for him this week, and he said, "No problem, Matt. I got something down in Kenosha that I need to go to. It's a men's thing at a church down there. He's going to go see Pastor Daryl Strawberry, and another guy that we both know from ESPN, both speaking." And I look forward to having David back next week. We are joined again. We're just kind of rotating people in and out. So this has been, Jeff said this has been really a fast show. It's been a good show, and I should do this more often because I think it's great to get the perspective of coaches' wives and how they deal with day-to-day stuff, how they deal with the overall program and things like that. Kelly, let's start with you if we can. Again, Jason's the head basketball coach at the Prairie School in Racine, I guess, right?
Correct.
Yeah, right across the street from the lake. If you've not been to the Prairie School, it is amazing. It's an amazing facility.
I think so too.
Yeah, it really is. We did an Around the Corner TV show, yes. And I talked about your soccer program. Mm-hmm. And the soccer, I knew the basketball facility was phenomenal.
Yeah.
But the basketball or the soccer field is ridiculous too. There is, it is a school that expects a lot out of their kids.
That's true.
And they expect that the kids will graduate and go on to college, and they have a high rate of that. Does that put more pressure, do you think, on you and Jason because of the expectations at the school?
I don't know how Jason would answer that. I think from my perspective, not in terms of basketball. I think the expectation is that they are students first and athletes second. And like a lot of the other ladies were saying this morning, that the goal is for them to be confident young men or women, to be great leaders in their community. So that is the first expectation. And then it is quickly followed by the academic side.
Hey, very similar at Arrowhead, and I don't know enough about the academics at Waukesha North yet. I've met two of their student-athletes that we had, Pick and Save student-athletes this week, that were really impressive. I know that the expectations at Arrowhead are really high as well. In fact, I was asked, you'll love this, I was asked a couple years ago to, they were doing a fundraiser for the juniors on the football team. They do it's a pie auction. Are you familiar with this?
Mm-mm.
I had to go and auction off pies.
Okay.
Made $35,000 on pies.
That's crazy.
And you know what? There are some passionate people when it comes to Arrowhead sports. The expectations for that school are really high as well on the academic side. Yeah. More pressure for Craig than you think maybe other places, or this is just all he's ever known because he went to school there. And we're talking with Gina Hazy, Her husband, Craig, is the head basketball coach at Heartland Arrowhead. Expectations?
Well, they're definitely high. And I know Craig expects a lot out of his players. Again, it's academics first. Assistant coaches was a former teacher, was actually Craig's coach at high school. It's his top assistant. He's a math teacher, offers free tutoring to any of the players at any level in the program. Craig takes it very seriously that his kids are academically eligible to play basketball. And even if it's your top player, he's had to make those tough, tough calls over the years where he's had to sit a kid because they haven't,
I've been
met
through
expectations.
Those. Yeah. Sleepless nights
mm-hmm.
with that. And you know what? And Ali, I'm going to talk to you about at Waukesha North and Sam, the expectations that he has for these kids is high. And I met, like I said, two of these kids that were great ambassadors for him and great ambassadors for the school. And you had said to me on the phone, never take those for granted because they don't come along all the time.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've been really lucky every year Sam has coached. He kind of makes a joke of it like, oh, you're my wife's favorite this year. And it's honestly, it's usually not the kid that's the star of the basketball team, but it's the kid that I can tell maybe doesn't get as many minutes, but they're there. They're a great student athlete because they're doing great academically and they're also coming to practice and showing up for their teammates. And those are the kids that you really do value. So like everybody else has said, it's not just what they do on the court, but just it's really nice to get to interact with those kids that are really great kids in and out. And we got a couple of them this year. So
yeah, you
fun.
Do. Guys, and I don't know, Ali, if you've been through it yet, because again, you've only been at this 4 years, but I know that for some, and you haven't been there that long either, hey, Kelly?
Well, but Jason's been coaching at Prairie for 13, and
okay.
I've been there for 10. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And you maybe more than any of us, because you're in the building, when one of our kids goes awry, right? Whether it's, they do something that just, it's not, it's so personal.
Mm-hmm.
It's really personal. And it's tough when they're not our own, but we feel like kind of that they are. And Gina, you've been at Arrowhead for a while, and I know that there's been, in every program there's issues. It doesn't matter what program you're talking about. Some are a little bit more because of the school size and how many people's eyeballs are on. And Arrowhead's one of those schools. So if there's a kid that goes awry, we all know about it. And it gets personal.
Yeah. When you were asking the other wives, what's the toughest part about being the coach's wife?
Yeah.
That would be mine. you, even as the wife, I feel a little like personal connection to those kids.
You bet.
It hurts. You feel like you've, you know, you're doing your all to, you know, teach them the right way, and they're going to be kids. They make mistakes, and you just hope that they learn from them. And, you know, some of those mistakes, they've turned out to be some pretty great kids.
Some great kids. Yeah, and I've had a lot of that because I've done this for 36 years. This is my last year, by the way. My last year coaching.
Right.
No, it is. I have told my wife that a couple of times, but I'm retiring at the end of this. I'm going to continue to do the show. We'll do some games live. I'll keep my foot in the door. I'll run to a practice, grab a whistle, and do a drill. I don't know if I'll run all the way to Hartford or anything, but maybe I will. Maybe I'll go out and see. By the way, I got a text from Kelly McKenna's husband, and I don't know if he really forgot or if he just – he said, look, I forgot to ask Kelly if she would help serve breakfast to my team next Saturday morning. So I don't know if he really forgot or if he wanted this on air. She is shaking her head. I don't know. She's nodding her head one way or the other. I'm not sure. You're going to have to ask her yourself. Hey, guys, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, I'm going to have everybody come up, and we're going to share microphones. And I want you to think about this. Your favorite moment so far. Your favorite moment of being part of this program that your husband is coaching, and whether it's that a kid graduated or this game we won or we had the kids, whatever it is, your favorite moment of being part of this program, what is it? And we'll get to that on the other side of the break. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Wives Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Wives Show. It's been fun, man. These breaks have been outstanding. Hey, so we're going to go through. Everybody's at a microphone, and I just want favorite experience being being part of the program that your husband is either has been with or is now. And Laura Scheel, who was with us for that first hour, her husband Corey, the girls' coach at Martin Luther, sent me a text, said, my favorite experience so far was getting for these girls to play at state championship game a few years ago. One of the most exciting experiences of my life, even though we lost, I think I lost my voice. So, Laura, thank you so much for chiming in on that. We're going to go right down the line. Heidi, if you can tell us, again, your husband, Tyler, head coach at Franklin, best memory so far.
So at Franklin, couple years ago when they won the regional championship, that was very, very exciting, so much fun. But I have to say, like, every Tuesday, Friday night, just being a part of the whole thing, the excitement, the buzzer beaters, and we've had a lot of them, it's just so much fun. And I think to myself on those Friday nights, this is so much fun. What else would I want to do on a Friday night?
That's awesome. Thank you for that. Kelly McKenna, head coach, your husband Kevin is at Hartford, the Mighty Orioles, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you see the Around the Corner segment I did with Hartford? Yeah, I talked wrestling. Back then, I put on the uniforms of never do that again. My wife said, what have you done? You've shamed the family. I should never put a singlet on, ever. You guys quit laughing and never watched that episode. Kelly, your favorite memory so far?
Oh, well, the Hartford community.
Come a little closer if you can.
Sorry. The Hartford community kind of all got together behind Richard, and he won the Prep Plus Sportsmanship Award, and we all got to go down to that. It was just... it was a great opportunity for him and the whole program and the school. So that was just kind of a neat thing to see. That was above and beyond just what happens on the court.
That's awesome. Thank you for that. If we can, Ollie, you know, you've only been at it a couple of years with Sam Catulli, the head basketball coach at Waukesha North. But so far, favorite memory?
Yes. So, I mean, Gina told me my baby's going to be lucky. So I'm hoping we're going to go to the state tournament this year and then I can add that to the memories. But so far, I think it's really seeing the kids come back after they've graduated. We've had a couple kids go on to play basketball or football out of state and in college, and they always come back to support the team. And I think for me, that's just a testament to the job that Sam's done with the program. And it's been a lot of fun seeing them grow and develop, but always come back and cheer on their peers and their team. So that's been great.
That's awesome. Yeah, good. You know, I like those stories that when kids come back as well. That means that there was a special bond, I think, and good for them. Gina Hazy, husband Craig is the head basketball coach at Arrowhead. Your favorite so far?
I was going to just talk about the players coming back and a lot of the parents. But, boy, winning state seeing my husband at the pinnacle of his coaching career was really special.
Yeah.
You know, and you'd think that he would stop and go out, but he just tries to keep making it better every year. So
you know what that is? It's his that passion.
He is very passionate.
That people talk about, that he talked about at that meeting that we're at together. And he's talking to a room full of officials saying, hey, look, this passion that I have, don't confuse it with me being angry. It's truly this passion that I have. And he does get after it. And that's cool. That state championship must have been great for your family, be part of that.
It was.
That's
it was
awesome.
Phenomenal.
Deanna, if we can get to you, Patrick is some people call him Patrick. What do you call him?
Pat.
Let's see. Move that microphone. If,
all right. Pat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
You, honey, when you yell at him, honey, you call him Patrick when you yell at him?
Good.
I'm always Michael to my wife, but she'll be Michael.
I think I can't put on the air what I might
yell. That's good, because our dump button, Jeff told me, isn't working, so be careful. Favorite memory so far, and again, Pat's been at Brookville Academy, you've coached your sons. Favorite memory so far?
I think my favorite memory, while I agree with the ladies here, so many of those things that they said are true, precious moments. We feed the team. We typically would have team dinners, and when those boys join hands, gather, you know, hold their hands and say a prayer, to me, that's that bond, and it's just very special. So I think that's my moment.
Just so you know, a lot of prayers going out for you.
Thank you.
And we talked about it early, but understand that, you know, this whole basketball thing is nonsense sometimes, and what really matters, and know that we will continue to pray for you and how you're going through. Callie, let's get with you. Ten years you've been at the school.
Yeah.
13. Favorite memory so far at the Prairie School?
There have been some great games, some really emotional moments, but I think the best thing since we have had kids has been the people that Jason has brought into the program, the
awesome
coaches that surround him, and the impact that they directly have on our kids.
Thank you for not saying the time that they beat Martin Luther, or the couple
of times.
That
was also one of them.
That was you know what? We only got a minute left, but I'll throw you out. No, I would. Amy Martin, Steve, head coach at Germantown. Quickly, your favorite memory?
I just appreciate all the kindness of the students and the athletes that will come up and work with my little boys and say, your dad's a great influencer. We love being around him. And they take that special time and give him high fives on the sideline and just make it really special for all of us.
Guys, thank you so much. I have a statement that I say a lot, and that is, I'll tell coaches, well, I've met your wife and you've all kicked your coverage. You coaches that are listening with the wives in here, including Laura Scheel from Martin Luther, you guys all outkicked your coverage. Thank you so much. I really appreciate to be able to put a face. Your men talk very highly of all of you, and that's the reason I asked you guys in. So thank you very much. It's been a great show. This is the Wendy's. I'm going to get you those, by the way. You guys feed your players. Wendy's feeds us at Martin Luther. If you guys want to get out of that, talk to people at Wendy's, because they've done a great job for us. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Wives Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.